And as more than a few of you know, I'll be leaving tomorrow. I was blessed by the best to be here amongst
all of what is here.
Been for a long time, and luckily. But then I've got to know so many people here by this time. And, in fact, they have committed some offenses because I'm supposed to, I was supposed to go to Orlando, but he never walked. Supposed to go to Orlando, but he never walked through. So I hope that they forgive me. I have a tight schedule, and so I have to go back. So that's okay. That's okay for me. Come on. Oh my God! Come here. What's your baby?
My baby, I have three babies.
Okay, give me the smaller one.
This one, there's
smallest one. Please come here. Great. So, like I was saying, it's been a nice time. I like making friends, so I think that my coming is a success because I've been able to make a lot. And but that is also part of. My scheme in the, I go to places, and especially in academics, I go I go to be able to make friends with the professors. Sometimes they're foolish enough to create some relationship. I take advantage quickly and introduce them to purpose books. And then one professor at a private university had a canon. The Catholic Church, they have also their own system. Catholic Church, they have their own judicial system. Like, you know, people having some soup. I don't know. And this is somebody who goes on air on the TV and, you know, Department of Knowledge. So has also a lot of reputation for having a university. And, Holy Ghost. So many designations and qualifications. But he goes to the TV and then, you know, people praise him and then he tells, oh, If you want the real stuff, go to the Hare Krishna temple on a national TV. So, and sort of a number of other Catholic sisters that we have can borrow a leaf. What is all of this? You know, the time you meet, find that majority of them they are higher values, and they don't have a base where they run on me. When I had that program at Santa, it was just like an introductory talk to Krishna because of find it. But again, if you are preaching in academic, adapt to environmental situation, less topical issue, that will attract and zap the mind of the person, the lady who brought us excited. You know, I mean, just for the presentation, she was excited with that. So there are lots and lots of that. You know, by dint of our philosophy, target this the young. That's exactly what Prabhupada did when he came. That's why he was able to spread. He targeted the young American. And he got the same people outside, out to other countries. And the opportunities that Prabhupada had. Prabhupada is an empowered soul coming from the best by helping the mission. Because as we understand the philosophy that with people, that much Krishna is going to do. It's like end of a biblical story where a very big businessman, big business tycoon, had to travel out of the country. And in that biblical literature, this story is so illuminating. This man, he traveled out. But before he traveled, you know, he gave some money to. Then one of the servants, he gave so much. The other one, he gave like half of that. The other one, he gave like one third of that. And when he came back from his bar, so he asked what he did with the money. First one, whom he gave plenty of money, he can like double that amount of money his gave to him, master gave to him. The second person also he invested the money in business, yielded and he brought like double that amount profit. And the last person, whom he gave little amount of money, there was nothing to show what he used the money for. But he was sincere. He master. That you know you're a very smart person. Because of that, I put this money in that it doesn't get exposed to tea. I also didn't touch it because I know that I may make mistakes. Or if I invest the money in some business, or I'll run into difficulties with you in a relationship. So he turned as it is. far as it was to tell me what. Suppose you are the master, traveled, gave these resources to this back, one of them. Third one, what would be a reaction to this verse? What people so that the people at the back can hear it?
Yeah, just the ones that did something with the resource intelligence.
Matthew Demish. My thought is, can you come and move here so that you don't hide by the corner? And some can people move front so that, you know, I want to see everybody's face, please. I know America is dangerous, as in some cases, but we are in a devotee zone, so nobody's going to bring out a gun, yeah? So you feel free to come, move forward so that we can see all of you. And more so, this is a family, this is Prabhupada's family, so we want to create a cordial relationship amongst the devotees, amongst us, because charity, they say, begins at time and love for each other. So that we can extend that same attitude outside. So, yeah, I've given the opinion. Yes, Raga, what would be a reaction if suppose you had mentioned to out and then deposit actually with all of you? What about you? What would be a reaction? But then the point is here, the merchant, he when he was traveling, deposited Lakshmi with three people. One of them was able to turn in double the amount. The other one also turned in double the amount. The other one secured the money properly, so that there is no loss, no diminution. So what we want to know is what will be a reaction? Suppose you are this merchant. When you come back, how will be a reaction to those three? Do you appreciate all of them, or would you appreciate, which one would you appreciate? Obviously, you're not going to appreciate all of them. So which one would you appreciate, and assuming you have to be in one of those positions, which position would you choose? This is a critical and creative thinking class.
Out and try to do something.
These are all powerful. You know, now, find that, you know, these three qualities, all love the master. Just that one person, he's very resourceful, and he likes to take risks. The other person also, he likes to take risks. Third person doesn't want to test, doesn't want anything to spoil the relationship between them. But master, as a matter of fact, was not happy with it. Yes, you should have tried to do something. Gave you the resources. He just locked it up. Even you put it in a bank, like a fixed deposit, yielded some dividend. So what does this mean to us? What principle do we derive from this story? And what are the values we are supposed to develop? What application? That's the point. Now, stories transmitting knowledge. Stories also play very hard in invoking creative thought patterns. Because it's only human beings, only those people who are. And it's only humans who are out there to make some inquiries. Principles that are very much available among the humans and the lower animals. You don't need to train a child on how to eat. The child that is born, when I let sometimes I used to wonder what's going on in this world. A child that is born, you don't train the child how to suck the mother's breast. It is something just natural. Natural that the child doesn't need to be. It is. It's natural. So, there's no risk. The child doesn't take any risk because that it's available. And human beings, they have to take a risk. They want to eat, they have to eat. Going out to work means you're not sure what is going to happen. Sometimes people are even in their houses and happens a verbal rouse, goods, buildings, and sales. And so, it's even we don't want to take the risk. Because nowadays people even sit down in America and they are working in India. People are sitting down in India and they are working in America. But that's what it takes to be. You can't have to say, I'm not in the office, I'm in the house, I'm working from home. But yeah, it happens. So the technology is so advanced that each time we have to move out. Therefore, in every venture in life, there is some risk. And the best risk we can take is, you know, Srila Prabhupada has given us so much. And you're like the first merchant, the first servant who goes out to invest the money. That's like a devotee who holds on and he wants to serve Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada had a mission. There's a mission statement. So, every person who is adventurous in life has a mission, goal. And the goal and the mission, with the goal and the mission is looking forward to some outcomes human being who has no mission, no goal, doesn't really fit to be. Even in devotional service, we have our goals. If a devotee does not have goals, whether it is a long-time goal or immediate goal, we must have goals. And to be able to achieve our goals, of and the best risk we can take, and see how, where I'm not a disciple, of Vedavyasa prayer, and so I went to the palace of gold. That's the matter. You. Anyway, we argue back and forth like that. And then Vedavyasa prayer, Maharaj, you came with a big philosophical teeth. It's okay if you say that. If you say that, because we are proper disciples, we have to do it. We have to do it first. All right. Tell me, where is it stated that in the spiritual world there is a place set aside for proper disciples? I said, oh, that's a big argument you're making. I just scratched my head. I don't have any answer to that. So I said, sorry, what am I going to say? I'll do. So what is the next thing? He said, okay, offering. So the point is that children, we don't have to wait our fathers to come and do the terms and uplifts. That gives glories. And so sometimes we have this encounter. People thinking, well, I just have to step back because all in this book. And we should think of taking some risks for power. Because which person here will be able to repay? So it's like the big, the business tycoon who travels out and then, you know, he matched me to all of his talents. Prabhupada has given us, and so he's gone for a tour. So when he comes back, he wants to see how we utilize what he has given to us. Or when we get back to him, he wants to see what we did. And obviously, his chief, this merchant, was not happy with the last person who simply locked up the money. His reaction, he gave those other two people, those two servants, double the amount he gave them earlier. But not the last one, he even took what he gave to him. He gave the whole money, up to the drunk, he got. So, the point is, if we try by our very possible means, find that it is not even Prabhupada's mission. And so Prabhupada transplanted this mission. Lord Chaitanya is the one who actually inaugurated this, that was inaugurated by God himself. Hey Krishna, as a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for you. You tell me which church, which mosque, that we have prophets who come to form some religion. So sometimes we don't know what we have, that we could be gingered as our lives properly by ourselves. By engaging folks, that will help to uplift all people. I was in Boston, and in Boston they have wonderful programs. The devotees, well, a few devotees, but the devotees, the congregation, they are so much, how they go for Harinam every, and they also go walking. They also, like you have, in Alachua here, we have many proper disciples, and, you know, the devotees were, with activities, proper memories, they are all recollections. Have these people right here, planted right in your midst. So, I would suggest that you arrange some programs to bring these people together, even perhaps once in a month, on Prabhupada's reflections. Yeah. Because, you see, the joy of the devotee is to be able to hear about the pastimes of the pure. Not just joy, but it fires the devotee. The whole of the Bhagavad Gita is about Lord Krishna's pastimes and his. So when Prabhupada said utility is the principle, we should think, though, we have resources here, right in our midst. Resources properly. Oh yes, we should use the resources properly for our own good. So you have lots and lots of opportunities. Of course, there are challenges. Guru says there are no challenges in living. That person has not. If only there are two or three people who have come together, because we are all coming from different backgrounds. Our modus operandi and modus vivendi are completely different. Therefore, if we find some differences in our interactions, that as a stepping stone to grow. Therefore, when you're living in a community like this, the ideal mindset should be that of as that you should be able to have. Because if we look at the bad side of things, even a pure white cloth, the jute, maybe white, pure white jute, you look very closely. Maybe with the naked eyes you won't see, but if you use lenses, it's white, pure white from the factory. If you're looking for stain, you will always see it. But if you look at the white cloth, in other words, human beings are full with faulties. But an important thing is, what their child does is to look not at the fault, but at the good. That is how Prabhupada developed his mind. He was very expert at looking at the good qualities of the devotee. If you have a child and you're looking at the bad side of the child, always be chastising the child. One day the child will grow up to not use the telephone, and when the child calls, the child calls the police. That's my mother or my father. But if we look at the good things the child is doing and try to be productive in terms of our actions to the child, eventually the child will become a lovable object, appreciate the effort of the parent. Just go on harassing the child. It won't be good enough for the psychological growth of the child. It won't be good enough for our relationship with the child. So, ways that we can utilize our community, devotional growth and be able to help others. If we not transform ourselves, can we transform others? That becomes very impractical. Change, transformation, if we don't get transformers. And the process for transformation, positive transformation, is also there. Prabhupada has given us everything. So we should chant Hare Krishna every day. So if we are chanting Hare Krishna every day, our children see us chant every day on beats. One day the child will be growing up. Even you don't tell the child to chant, he will say, "Mommy, I need this." He points to the beat, "I need this." Because he sees you doing every day, the child gets attracted to it. Children learn not by hearing only, by imitating. What you do, you leave the house, the child starts imitating them. That is the beauty of having to take birth in a Vaishnava family. Prabhupada had this experience when father got started his life with puja. I got into yatra being learned by imitating. So, if we say one thing, also do that, that would be very beneficial. Especially those who are developing families, those who are partners. So, there is not much we will actually get from this world beyond what we have had, and so much we have had, so much. I mean, what is the needful? Just do that. We have just one short span. Lifespan is Kali Yuga. We don't live even up to, most cases we don't even live up to. You go and check the obituaries, hardly you get people of even 85 35 55. Therefore we have been given the process of, yeah, ready for the worst. We don't pray for the worst, but we should be ready for that. That is the difference between. I want to see how this community and the growth has to begin with, sort of planning for everything. We should do something individually, how to affect a child really being very close. See, every day we come together to speak very eloquently, deep philosophy, deep pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Are very much relationship about the problems around. Do you not address them? Or we just say, just Hare Krishna, every time yoga. True. But we should also structure our society, our life in such a way that, yeah, like if you have a child, the child has to go to school. That will need, if it's just in kindergarten, he will need some. Can you tell the child, just chant Hare Krishna? We have to be practical. Have to be practical, you know. So the point is, because we have been seeing this in the past, and something especially our young devotees, we have to model them in such into the larger society. That means they need basic Krishna consciousness. These two things. No, because I'm a devotee, so I said, "Come on, you don't know I'm a devotee. Cool, no, forget it. No, there's no need for go to school. It doesn't work like that. The Buddha must be given basic education that they should be able to function properly in society, not to become dysfunctional people in society. Best, the best of our resources in educating our children emotionally, and so that they don't, they look like minor teens, perhaps even undevotional teens. But it is important for growth of the child and for proper integration. Therefore, yeah, pendulum should not go on one extreme. It should not all go through all in there or all in there. There should be a balance. Otherwise, our future could be very good. This moment, proper devotional values and proper secular age are balanced. Those who want to become full-time devotees, okay, they need basic training so that they can. Someone will say, "Well, even that good episode, that's Prabhupada. I mean, why did you need basic education?" Any event that right from the womb. So we have to arrange our society in such a way that, you know, we encourage our young devotees having the mission of power, that they will do voluntarily if we extend our love to them. If we extend our love to the young ones, they would voluntarily want to serve. Mr. Prabhu, we're sharing how the young the people in general are conditioned souls. Nobody wants to be controlled. That's why you see the child. I was at the airport and I was flying down from Washington, and this lady, she used something like for to tie the child, buckle the child, like, you know, they buckle the child inside this thing. But then, you know, she has something to put at the back, tie it onto her hand, onto her right hand. And then because the child, I think, is the type of child that is very much agile, so the child moves this way, moves too far, and she draws her back. Would we say this is child abuse? No. Doesn't want the child to be injured. How to be able to fulfill a spiritual and social culture of our movement. The integrity of our devotees will be so. Because the young ones of today are the devotees, the leaders of this society tomorrow. And please, all members of this community, brainstorm how to practically. Just like our own children, we shouldn't see someone else's child in this community as always that person's child. Every child, like, if we do that, there will be no abuses. So, I have to stretch on this instead of, you know, perhaps talking about Bhagavad Gita, but since we live in the community, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had vested interest. He has deep interest in community. Even as a nastic Brahmachari Acharya. And so our system is very simple. Our center is Krishna. We see everyone and our wives, a past apostle of Krishna, who will be able to contribute to help all the devotees living in our community. So at this time, maybe there are some comments or some questions on these issues. We can have even education minister at GBC for education. So if there are some questions on education, address them. Yes, Prabhu?
You had a problem is our opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. But is every problem, does that apply to every problem? Is every problem that one might put is that an opportunity for growth?
Well, based on the analysis you give or what you intend to address as a problem. Because, take for instance, if I have a challenge of someone having to come to insult me, I felt, what? Now, how I perceive that insult, what will determine the analysis that I have to give to it is what will determine whether it is something that is going to make. So again, it's circumstantial. In other words, it's not all problems that we face that actually accelerate our growth in Krishna consciousness. But obviously, according to each time we encounter a problem, I mean, it's like an examination. So examination, the professor, I've not had that experience. But in most cases, you find that the professor, he puts a button on the quiz. 5 minute quiz to all the students. And even on top of that 5 minute quiz, he added another thing there. He said, avatar, anybody who defines this word gets a bonus mark. And who is not very serious with the studies will say, well, he had a good will, as far as his. So again, boils down to the issue of. Because if someone is humble enough, he will be able to see any encounter as a temptation, or as an hurdle, or an obstacle. Which, of course, we know there are so many obstacles in devotional service. What do we do when we see an obstacle over, or we withdraw? Either we put the stick away and move on, or we jump over it. So, the idea is that we should see whatever obstacle in our lives, whatever, you know, so-called impediment, whatever test we face, as a means for us to be able to accelerate if we address that very properly with, if our perception of that very issue or that problem is geared towards really. If it's not based on that, we can just say, well, I am doomed. Krishna really loved me. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 5 years, 30 years. And when good things happen, they have for this. And when they face some confrontation, is there any God? If God is there, why should this? I've already in part of your book, I mean, your poetry, it's so nice how you're able to enter into agnostics. So, but then, essentially, if we have to sit for examination, we are having a test.
Test is meant for us.
Because the person who gave us the test, the professor, he wants to be proud of us. Tell a story. One day, Krishna told Subha,
I was like an impossible. Radharani is highly guarded all over the place. Yet Krishna, this is his guy boyfriend, intimate friend. Yet he gave him sherry. Obviously, it looks like an impossible.
By what means are you going to go inside to go and bring it? Heavily guarded. I mean, the whole house is being guarded. What did Subha do? Big test. It's a big hurdle. And it's like, Subha could say, Krishna, come here. You're my friend. You are giving me this type of task to perform. You go do it yourself. Let's see how it works too. Go bring it out. Let's see. He taught out ways on how to rub one and two together. Sometimes we think, once Lord Krishna's associates, deep connections with Lord Krishna, that Krishna sends issues to them that work out the details and be able to serve him and get the glory. Went in there, brought Radharani out. So there are so many things we can learn from this. First is that the spiritual master gives an instruction. It is up to the disciple to work out the details. Now, it's again, the other point is that in every event, no matter where we are, our spiritual life, we are faced with some difficulties, some hurdles. So we have to figure out ways. And the Guru and Krishna, this is in Krishna's giving that type of test to sort out ways on how to deal with it. Worked out the modalities. He went there.
What had it done?
Mother of Abhimanyu was there. Did some tricks on the mother. He said, how lovely. Mother looked at him. Go in there and don't waste any time. You come one step through. So Krishna Radha told him, old woman is sitting there. Come here. I have to come here. Yeah, we don't want to take risk. But Subha took the highest form of risk. If he is caught, he will go to jail because Kamsa will hear it. Those days, you do something. Even Krishna, each time he gets his fun of agitating the gopis, they will warn him that we'll go and tell Kamsa to handle it. So if Subha was caught, we have to take some risk in our endeavor. There are so many unfolding of four pranks. What he calls it, R-A-N-K. That he empowered Subha. He gave his order, but he also empowered him. Each time we have difficulties, so-called difficulties, Krishna has already given us the empowerment. We have to move on to try to deal with that. Because no professor will ever give a test to who he thinks he's not going to pass out to rattle his brain, get the answers. Our problem, so-called, that simply stepping, perceive it as problem, as a cause, we will just become stagnated. No problem is greater than the guru. I refer to this statement made by Prabhupada. Some one devotee wrote a letter, one kick of mine, I'll finish with these problems. I'll kick away all of these problems. But are you ready to give your life to me? Oh. I have some other comments, some questions. Why are we here? I have to learn to love Krishna. But when we say we love Krishna,
we always quote the purpose of this, the Vema Pumato, attain pure love of Krishna.
When we say we attain pure love of Krishna, when we don't love, when I don't love Secha, then I say attain pure love of Krishna. It's a joke. It's a joke. See, you go to the road, you see someone carrying a dog. Here it's very common. Morning, people walk around with their dogs. Whether the dog is beautiful or it's not beautiful, just tell the person, I love your dog, it's so beautiful. You will see his response. Go to another one and say, You will also see, experiment this, you see two reactions. But obviously, the person you said, this dog is very wonderful. He may even ask you, you live around here? He will introduce himself to you. And I'm such the best. This is my name. Where about you? You live around here? Because that means you care for him. You love him. Another example, gross example is you just look. I remember the other day, and it's just a common scenario. I was in the bank in Nigeria, and one gentleman he went to the bank, and one of the bank tellers, she came with some goggles on, and then this man said, These are glasses. They are wonderful. They're so nice. These are glasses. The lady, the bank teller lady, she was putting on some glasses, big glasses. So this gentleman, a customer to the bank, he was appreciating this lady's glasses. So he said, "These glasses." He knows even her name. So he said, "These are glasses." So the lady was very pleased. She was just carried away with all sort of pleasure. She said, "Oh, thank you very much." You think that? It is that the man said, "The bogus glasses you're putting on, come on. Will you go and change these glasses?" But she will even arrange for the bank manager to check that guy out. So we appreciate someone's energy, automatically we appreciate the presence. So we can't say we love Krishna and we are disarray with everyone. That's the point. Love is the highest principle. We need to develop love for Krishna. And Rupa Goswami mentions in this, those things they don't seem to be anything, they become too advanced. Become too advanced. And to become too for anything, it's not very good. Too advanced is also not very good. Now, we come to a level. We come to my level. I'm being so come to my level. I relate with me on that level. When you relate too high, and I'm not so high, how am I going to cope with that relationship? So we have to come down to the normal level and look into the needs of, to see how we are facilitated. What do we mean by we love Krishna? That is when people say, "Oh, this devotee is a very good devotee, but he has no character development. He has no good relationship with everyone. He loves Krishna so much, but he has no good relationship with even his spouse or husband." We can't say we want to go and extinguish, we want to carry fire service people, okay? Fire service guys?
Firemen.
Yeah. We can't say we are firemen, we are going to extinguish, put down some fire, some house is burning, down the fire in that. But her own house is... it doesn't work like that. Then we become like politicians. And the politicians, when there's too much of trouble in their country, people are highly opposed to their policies, then, they divide the people's attention, go for... So that's how it works. You have to know how to divide the attention of citizens. When people too much, there's a war outside. If we don't take care of our own houses, we fire in another place. I don't know whether I was able to address
before, in the old days, else was doing? And what would be the position?
But you're still living in a devotional community. It's just an extension of the brahmachari and brahmacharini ashram. They are living in this devotional community. It's the same. It's just a mindset. It's just a mindset. We think we are no longer on that level of community service or communal life. We are individuals. We have to fend for ourselves. We have to pave the way for the future. But we still depend on Krishna and Guru. Everybody else you see around you is an extension of Prabhupada. Of us. It's just the mindset that makes us different from what we used to be. Community now, you see, every institution, every organization undergoes changes. Life is dynamics. Organizations are dynamic. And so we can't expect an organization to be situated in static equilibrium. Dynamics in organizational sense. We human beings, we are dynamic. But to talk of organization, which constitutes human beings constitute an organization, take it whatever angle. But the people there in the organization and individuals are dynamic. Will the organization be dynamic or not? We have to change our mindset, thinking that now we don't need support of each other, we're just independent. In just like the child who is about to attain 18 years, only check my 18 to be completely independent. Yeah, the child thinks like that. It's always watching. When shall I be independent? When will the 18 years due? Move out from the house and no one troubles. They don't achieve the habit. Yet, those who have to train us. Mother Jesus was telling me, like her daughter at that time, she was in college and at that time, I think 17. Sometimes, she comes close and then sometimes she pulls back. And sometimes she pulls back, and then she's afraid then she comes back to take shelter. She comes back to take shelter of the mother. So, also like that, we're thinking, okay, we're going to become completely living as we are living in the valley, families, very much the problem right from time, because Africa, extended families, I wouldn't choose a course to do in school. It's my uncle who has to choosing what I have to do. I remember when I was a young boy, I wanted to go into the army. I wanted to go to some army university, you know, when I was finishing my high school. And so I don't know, my friends wanted to tell my uncle. And then he came after me. He came after me and said, this is what I had you planning to do. This is nonsense. A family, we don't want you to do this. We don't want you to go into the army. We don't even want you to go and get even a PhD if it is free, the army. Army, we don't want. So I backed out. It wasn't even my father, younger brother. So, you know, the extended family connection, those who are grown in that, in those type of, if even, look, there are some communities in Africa that even a man who is married is in the same compound means not the same apartment, not the same house, build a house, like, you know, this area, the house of the first child is there with his wife and children. And so every time the grandfather, the grandmother, the wife is connected, wife is always being given support from, I mean, it's like that. And look, the people, they don't find difficulty in, it's a minor issue. Just because, you know, of our rugged individualism in the West, that, you know, it brings this type of, you know, independent. Papa wanted us to be. What's the difficulty in seeing the other person's child as your child? Even living in the community, you see something going on out of that child. You are not there, someday another lady will take care of your child. When I was in Pittsburgh, those Indian devotees there, they live exactly like in Africa, you know? You know, all of them, some of the men and the women, the young couples, they are all working. And then all of the children, you know, one or two of the ladies, they just walk in, they take care of them. They take care of them, do them. They live in the same one big family, they have an apartment there. Because they're trying to be devotees, and the background which is based on community. I know of an Indian family in New York. The father is very much close to me, and the father is a retired professor. So Dr. Rawa has about five of those kids are there. One is in India. All of them, apart from two of them, one of them, one that follows that one, last one, is best children, I think four or five of them there. All of them, they have children. You know what? The lady, the mother of all the children, she doesn't even want the wise children to do anything. She still has the pleasure of, you know, cooking for them. The father is the one who takes care of the deities because the professor is retired now. It's not impossible. So then they are always just very. So we should also, with the situations we can learn, we wouldn't say that everything is impractical. A Puranic statement. They have a big van. And they're coming to the temple, the whole family goes. They're traveling to places like New Vrindavan, you know, all of them. But individually, all of them, they have their apartments in that big building. So every day, they are always together. And if you go to that family, you won't know whose child is. All of them, the children, they just play around all over the place. And this one will go and climb on the uncle. And you will never know that this is the father or this is the... So we are living together. That we'll be able to blend. We're already living together. When we say in the Gita that, you know, the heat and cold, sort of mindset. That's a deep philosophy. You know, sometimes we just take it physically. There's a deep philosophy, Lord Krishna put it. Again, it's a mindset. So when we are maladjusted, then things become very...
Me, for a while, to serve
Oh, that's a good point you raised. What's your name?
Dam.
Okay. I know of one Krishna Nam Das in a proper village in California. No, so Krishna Dam, that's a nice point you raised. You see, we have to think of ways about the mission of our path, how to serve the devotees. And if we are confused about what to do, we should consult some senior to ask what we should do. I can give you an example. One day, I was in Africa, and one guru came to me, and the disciple said, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, I want to serve you. What to do?" So the guru responded that, "Oh, that's not a problem. You have a temple here. I'm speaking. This is a temple. There's a president here. Okay, you want to serve me?" The Mataji said, "Yes, Maharaj. Tell the president that I'm a solicitor." And he went on to explain that. Mind that whatever engagement that they give to you, it is not them giving to you, it's me giving to you. Because I'm a representative of Lord Krishna, and they are giving some service to for Lord Krishna, they should do that. They are not legitimate excuses. So there are so many things we can do. So we shouldn't deprive ourselves of by using all this answer to give and answer. I want to God that Prabhupada appears to me. Guru Maharaj is not here, so I'm really confused. Guru Maharaj, I left the planet, and therefore, I did. when I get an answer, then, yes, I know that. Yes. Or sometimes people will go to the extreme. We're living in the community. So, we have to see the needs and adjust ourselves accordingly to be able to carry out the instructions of our Guru Maharaj. At the same time, to help the communities. If we think just about ourselves and without considering the overall care, concern of the community, it means that we are selfish. We want to simply want to become salvation and want also save the whole world. Why are we being selfish? So, I think that's not a good proposal. Not an advanced world. Don't pray to be advanced. I just pray that I get the blessings of all of you so that I can be in this movement. But based on my little understanding, that is not cool. Bye. Service we do are not for repeating it. Service we do are for our own purification. When purified, the credit goes to us. We will liberate our own families and ourselves. Not only you. You will get the boon of living. If even you become the person. Just see the message. Just see how we are trying to deny ourselves. You see how ridiculous it is. You have a boon before you. And it's just like, Rinanda Maharaj gave an example of someone who went to a place of Lotto and he won billions of dollars. He's called on the phone. Mr. Jones, you have won the lottery. Please come over and claim your money. Mr. Jones just laughed and said, I don't believe it. I won the lottery? No, I don't believe it. Why did you play the Lotto? If you can't even believe. So, we should not become like the person who has won billions of dollars, come and claim your money and say, I don't believe it. We are calculating, we are figuring out in details how to deny ourselves. What we do when we begin to think about us, we want to do no service, so we want Prabhupada to come and do the service for us. Just enjoy. Thank you again for raising the Mataji. They are very intelligent. And she is very clever. She takes it like a real critical thinker. Ask the question in a very indirect way. So, I think that we are spending fire into the night, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Luckily, we have already taken prasadam, and then tomorrow is a working day. More than a few of you are working, so we don't want to tie it down. Yes.
I have one question. In the beginning, you were talking a little bit about how basically Prabhupada would see the good in. Focus on those good. In terms of, I guess this is something that I want to get more clarification on. In terms of, I mean, in a community or even other, we all have kind of our issues. Or, where's the balance between good and maybe being overly permissive about?
We should look at the good to be able to motivate and encourage the devotees. But at the same time, if a devotee is not acting properly, that should be addressed with love. In other words, I'll give an example. Suppose a devotee does something improper and we want to encourage that person, the devotee, don't about talking this about him, we approach him, our best to help him. If we are not close to him, then we should raise the issue with his friend. If we don't have his friend, raise the issue with authority, who will know a proper methodology, proper means of how to. Not that, we see people doing wrong things and then we just keep mute. When we keep mute, the signal we are sending is that I'm going to be a nonsense and I don't want to be checked. I'm going to be a nonsense and I don't. That's the signal we send out. When we see something wrong and we are not saying, and Prabhupada will address issues. We should address issues with concern. Love. In other words, we should be constructive, not destructive. Like someone does something wrong. Our desire is to see how to help that. Not that, it's a nonsense. Come on, let's send him to help. Devotee is so difficult. We all have our faults. So it's not that our faults should not be addressed. Faults must be addressed. Like you have a little child, the child becomes naughty. You don't leave the child? No. Down and then Then, Father, you have that responsibility. As a devotee, you have a responsibility of being friendly to people so that if you see a friend doing something that is going to harm his or her spiritual life, you should be able to address that with not the two modes.